Hello, everybody. This is Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. It's the hypnosis show on the internet where we go over what's new and interesting on in the field of hypnosis and try to give you a little hypnosis training while we're at it. All right, if you're not watching this program on www.calbanyan.com, you probably want to check out the website because right down there underneath this video, we've got text and links that are part of the program. So you don't want to miss out, go to calbanyan.com. I have a surprise announcement today. And the surprise announcement is Celeste Hackett is so busy with clients that we couldn't schedule any time together to do our program. So I put my thinking cap on and I thought, who could I get to stand in that would be fun, interesting, and beautiful? And so let me tell you who I've got. Well, I've got some notes here on her bio. It says, she is a hypnotherapist who just recently returned from China, where she was teaching English. She's a recent graduate of George Washington University in George Washington, D.C. She's been involved in hypnosis indirectly since at least 1996, and that's because she's my daughter, Kelsey Banyan. Say hello, Kelsey.
Hi.
So, how do you feel about me roping you into doing this?
Well, I figured it's kind of my role as the daughter to help out in every way that I can.
That's right. Wonderful. So, let's see. I know what I'd like you to do. One of the things we talked about before the show was some of the feedback we've gotten from on the Cal Banyan website about the show. Would you mind reading some of that to our audience?
Well, I guess I can do a couple. Josh Houghton says, thank you for taking time to answer my question, Cal and Celeste. I feel so special now. You've answered all the questions that I had about this issue, and once again, thanks for the show. P.S. I really enjoyed the dumb hypnotist tricks, and I cannot wait till the next show.
Wow, that's really nice feedback. Maybe we'll get some good feedback about having you on the show, I hope.
I hope so. All right, Debbie Affy also says, Cal and Celeste, LOL, that was fun, of course. I'm watching these videos because I'm addicted to them. But this one was really fun, to hear Celeste and Cal giving me a big hello and telling folks about our workshop here with Tom Nicoli. And yes, I do feel good, don't I?
Oh, that sounds like an inside joke. Tell everybody why she said that.
Because, well, you know, you're putting me on the spot.
I'm going to do that.
When we're taking clients out of hypnosis, one of the very first thing we say to them is, and you do feel good, don't you? Or so I've been instructed over the past couple weeks.
That's right, that's right. Hey, so you're going to start working here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. How do you feel about that?
I'm kind of nervous. I'm excited, though, because finally when someone asks me, oh, what do your parents do? And I can say, oh, my dad's a hypnotist. Oh, that's great. Has he hypnotized you? Can you hypnotize me? I can be like, actually, I can, instead of being like, well, no. So it'll be exciting. It's going to be a nice adventure, I think. Looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Also, I mean, all these years you've kind of gone through school and all your friends had these boring parents who were like engineers or doctors or, I don't know, like congressmen and stuff. And you had the cool dad who was the hypnotist. Isn't that right?
Well, of course. I have to say that, though. But you have been the cool dad. I mean, who else's dad does photography, plays bass, is a hypnotist? I mean, no one else can really brag that.
Yeah, you have a lot you can talk about with the old man. All right, well, I'm sure we're boring everyone to death. We need to move on to some hypnosis information. I had you dig around in the Ask Cal at ourhypnospace.com and other places on the internet to see if you can come up with some good questions. Why don't you give me an idea of one or two that you'd like to have answered?
One of them is about stuffing too many things into a session. Like, how many techniques should you use, or how much is too much? And another one is about direct suggestion, which is what I'm going to be doing in a couple days. I'm going to be starting that. Is when do you know when to stop? Like, when are you saying too much or just blathering on and on? So I think those are a couple ones that I would definitely benefit from right off the bat.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. Let's take, for example, the direct suggestion session. And like as you know, because you've been studying 5-PATH, that's called phase one. And what we want to really do is have specific goals of what we want to do in that first session. And what we want to do is we want to do preparation, testing, and convincing. And what we do is we want to make sure, of course, that the pre-talk is done, which is there to remove any kind of inhibiting beliefs or fears that the client might have. And we like to do that with a video, either on DVD or videotape, so that you know the general information gets done. That's how we do it here at our center. And then when the client comes in, we want to start off the session with something like this. Gosh, you just watched a videotape called The Truth About Hypnosis. Do you have any questions about hypnosis? And when we send them in to watch the video, we give them a little yellow notepad and they're able to write down any questions, because you want to get rid of any fears that they might have about hypnosis, because that'll inhibit a good hypnosis session. And secondly, you want to get rid of any misperceptions they might have. For example, they might think that they're supposed to be unconscious when they're in hypnosis, and of course they're not. They're very much awake and alert, just focused on what you're doing. Then what you want to do is you want to get a client history of the problem. And I like to use the technique of saying, please give me a thumbnail sketch of the history of the problem, how it started, what you've tried to work with the problem, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and that kind of thing. Because I want to get a brief history. Here's an important point. Don't believe everything they say. What they're telling you is their best guess. The real information as to the cause is going to be revealed in phase two in the age regression work. And the rest of the time, you're just wanting to get that information. And then you go right into the hypnosis. Too many hypnotherapists and consulting hypnotists, what they do is they spend too much time talking about themselves because they think that's going to build rapport. I firmly believe, and my experience bears it out, that if you are very interested in your client and you're being non-judgmental about what they're telling you, then you know what? You're going to build the relationship you need, and that's a therapeutic relationship. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to be the best helping professional that you can be. Once you've got that information and you've built that trust, then you want to do the assessment for readiness of hypnosis. And that's simply asking them, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Don't ask them, are you ready to do hypnosis? If you ask them that, you're asking them to make the assessment. You're the professional, you want to make the assessment. And so you say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Watch their response. They should be eager to do it. They should look like they're eager to do it. They should sound like they're eager to do it. Their words should be something like, yeah, let's get on with it. And Kelsey, you just got through watching a video example of me doing that with the client. Was that helpful for you?
I think it was really helpful. It was nice to be able to see the different segues from all the pieces of information you need to cover in the pre-hypnosis interview, in addition to just kind of going over like leftover questions from the pre-talk.
Good, good, good. All right, so I hope that helps our where did you get that question from about the what do you do in the pre-hypnosis interview?
That was just kind of my own. I have my first big session tomorrow, so I'm trying to figure out exactly what all should be covered and I'm talking too much about myself and not enough about the client.
Oh, so you get some special treatment, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Well, you get to choose. You're in charge when it comes to the questions. Do you have another question you'd like to ask me, or is there something that you got from one of the groups?
Well, there's one question that I am interested in, and it's actually from Ask Cal on ourhypnospace.com, and it's, when doing direct suggestion, how do you know when to stop? Sometimes I feel like I'm blathering on, and I worry that I may end up confusing or boring the client by tossing in too many metaphors and suggestions. So when do you know that you've done enough scripts and that you've done telling them the benefits?
That's a very good question. Well, you should always have a time limit for your sessions. You should be thinking, I'm going to spend, an hour with my client, or an hour and a half, or 2 hours, whatever you plan. And of course, you've got to stay within that. And that would include the pre-hypnosis interview and the post-hypnotic interview also. And so you should have an idea of how much time you want to spend in the actual session. And then, of course, you subtract from that the time that you spend inducing the hypnosis and deepening. And so let's not think so much in terms of quantity of time, but the quality of time you're spending with the client. During the pre-hypnosis interview, you should be getting the information from the client about specifically what is their goal and what changes they're willing to make to achieve those goals. And if the session is being restricted to just direct suggestion hypnosis, and that means, of course, where they're just in hypnosis and you do all the talking and you say, you know, now you're going to do this, or you are confident, and these kinds of things. What you want to do is focus on quality, and that is you are giving them the suggestions that they want. And then, if you're giving them the suggestions that they want, then I don't think you can overdo it. I mean, unless you're driving yourself crazy. For example, is the technique where you just say the same suggestion over and over again. Like, for example, you might say, you are now a non-smoker. And you can say that over and over again until you want to, you know, go crazy. But the subconscious mind of the individual in hypnosis loves that repetition. Repetition is one way that we write to the subconscious mind or the long-term memory. So as long as you are on topic and you're staying within some kind of reasonable limits of what you've set for the session, 1 hour to 2 hours, that's including the pre-talk, the pre-hypnosis interview, time for after the session, then you can just keep laying it on. Another quality issue is that you don't want to work on too many changes at once. For example, if you're working with someone who wants to lose weight, we don't want to get too many things going at once. For example, maybe you want to have them restrict eating to one place, and then you decide you want them to chew the food very slowly, and then you decide you want them to exercise every day, and then you want them to have only so many grams of carbohydrates, and they need to take their vitamins, and you just keep adding all these things. The more things you suggest to them, the more you dilute the effectiveness of the hypnosis for any one thing. So I suggest you pick two or three changes that you want to make, like exercise, like motivation, and like sticking to their meal plan or diet. And when you do that, get that going, really hammer in those suggestions, and then next session you can find out how they're doing and if they want to add something. How's that, Kelsey?
Sounds pretty good. I think everything I needed to know, really.
Good. Hey, you got a dumb hypnotist trick for me today?
Well, we were kind of discussing something earlier, and one thing that I was kind of become aware of after many, many conventions is that a lot of times hypnotists kind of bog down their entire professional office experience with a lot of mumbo jumbo that doesn't really have anything to do with the hypnosis practice.
Ah, that's a very good observation. Kelsey, how many National Guild of Hypnotists conventions have you been to?
Probably around 5 or 6. A lot.
Yeah, you've been to more conventions than most hypnotists, I think.
Quite possible.
Quite possible, yes. Okay, yeah, you know what? You need to make a decision in your practice, and that is, gosh, are you going to be a hypnotist or are you going to be a whole bunch of things? You can carry it off to where you do a whole bunch of things. But if it starts being too spooky, too weird, then you're really going to alienate, that's an interesting word, alienate a lot of people. When we put together the Banyan Hypnosis Center, we had to make some strategic decisions. And among those decisions were, how are we going to present ourselves? And we decided to present ourselves as being professional. The decision was made because we wanted to have the maximum number of clients making the maximum number of referrals. We really wanted to set up a center where someone would come and then, after their success, feel comfortable at referring their mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, doctor, children to our center. And if we had a lot of spooky stuff laying around, that's just not going to be the case. We don't want to have, alien abduction posters and books on the counter on how to do past life regression, spirit releasement therapy, and all that kind of stuff. Now, between me and you, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But if you decide to publish and promote yourself as doing those things, you're probably going to lose a great deal of potential clients. And that means those are people that you're not going to be able to help. So what you want to do is you want to present yourself, if you want the best practice you can possibly have in a professional way, keep, as Kelsey says, the mumbo jumbo out of the rest of the receiving area. Don't put it prominently in your office. Don't place it in your ads. Let me tell you what. Hypnosis is a magnet, and the people who want to do alien abduction regressions and past life regressions and want to work on their demonic attachments, they're going to find you. And so you're not going to have to advertise that. Good. Is that what you meant, Kelsey?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Anything you can add to that?
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen enough, really, to tell you much else.
Okay, good. Well, I think that this will be a nice little short first hypnosis, etc. I want to thank you for helping us out. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you stick around. And I'd like to record another one just in case Hackett can't come back next week. Would that be okay with you? Great. All right. Before I sign off, let me give you a couple of announcements, and that is please check some of our other websites, hypnosis.org. We are completely revamping that. Hypnosis.org. We put the O-R-G in hypnosis. We're going to be putting lots and lots of new resources there. It's going to have some great links pages and stuff like that. Please go to www.hypnosiscenter to get a list of all of our classes. We have certification classes going on throughout the year. We have people who teach our course all around the world. We also have our Week of Power course. We've got one coming up in a few days. But it doesn't matter when you're listening to this. You could be listening to it now or next week or next year. You can always go to hypnosiscenter.com and get our latest schedule. And also, we have BanyanHypnosisMall.com, where you can also get not just my stuff, but what? Books, tapes, CDs, DVDs from many different well-known professionals and trainers in the world of hypnotism. And finally, a little plug for my newest project, and that is www.thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com, where I talk about a rational approach to interacting with your emotions. Learn that information. You'll have a unfair advantage over everyone that you know. Kelsey, say goodbye.
Bye.
And this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.